October 17, 2022. I have 9:05 a.m. Any commission remarks? Moving on down the agenda, approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks number 469263 through 469281. Check number 469283 through check number 469317. Warrants 8003 through 8005 and 3 journal entries or transfers.
Two.
Second. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve check number 469282.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous meeting minutes for October 11, 2022, regular session and executive session.
Move to approve regular session minutes for October 11, 2022.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve executive session minutes for October
11th,
2022.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Rezoning request number 10-17-2022-01.
Okay, I'd like to welcome everyone to the October 17th, 2022 Taney County Commission public hearing. Public hearings are required and governed by the provisions of the Taney County Zoning Regulations and are held for each zoning change application which is filed with Planning Commission staff. At this time, I would like to enter the Taney County Zoning Regulations and zoning maps into evidence as Exhibit A. Staff report for each case is Exhibit B, and the staff file, including all pertinent information for the cases, is Exhibit C for the cases to be heard at this public hearing. Staff report for each case will be read, followed with any questions the County Commission may have. If you wish to comment at the public hearing, you must complete a sign-up sheet provided at the front of the room. Please present the completed sign-up sheet, then give your name to the County Commission before addressing them. All comments and questions are to be addressed directly to the County Commission and not to anyone in attendance in the audience. Public hearing for each case shall be closed. Upon the conclusion of public comment, the County Commission will consider the application for a vote. So we have order number 10-17-2022-01, Colin Corey, on October the 11th, 2022, the Planning Commission recommended approval for the County Commission to approve the rezone request of 9 parcels, all beginning with 17-2.0-04-001, ending in 006.001, 007.001, 008.001, 008-003, 008-005, 008-007, 011.001, 012.001, all located at Hillcrest and State Highway 76 Branson, with an added contingency that before the rezone is complete, that the 160-plus lots in the application number 22-026 of the Longview subdivision platted at Book 2, Page 8, be amended to no more than 20 lots total, with the road right-of-way platted to 50 feet where possible, due to some of the lots in the subdivision are not part of the rezone request and are under separate ownership. The existing property is currently zoned R1 single family residential. The rezoning request is for NR1 single family nightly rental district. So bringing your attention to the screen on the PowerPoint. Of course, this is where Lakeshore Drive takes off of Highway 76. Here's our zoning layer. Here's with the parcel lines added. You can see all the red tick marks of all the lots. There's the lot numbers. There's the Taney County Regional Sewer District. There's just the actual plat at book 2, page 8. This one's light. I have another copy that I can bring up on it. There's side-by-side comparison of the 20 lots versus the 160. That I would turn it over to the applicant.
Good morning. My name is Colin Corey. It's an honor to be here today. We actually closed on the property a couple of days ago, and we're really excited about the opportunity to what we would say reduce the friction in the number of lots that it's currently plotted to down to 20. The first thing we did was we met with MoDOT, Dusty Sears, and team to ensure that we had his recommendation for how to proceed with where the roads are. If I may, I'd like to go up to the screen. Is that appropriate?
Yeah.
So there's currently three entrances in this area. You have Amherst's entrance here. You have Hillcrest's up here. There's a third. Dusty made a recommendation that we close that third one down the middle. He also recommended that we widen the Amherst entrance east, and that we widen the Hillcrest entrance west. Those are obviously recommendations that he had, but anything that we do right now, I think the entrance is 18 feet. I think the code is 40, what it should be for the county. So again, safety is our first concern of this, and everything that we've heard from the public hearing last week, actually, to now. So we do feel that taking it from its 160 something lots down to 20 minimizes the traffic that's going to be going in and out of there. But also, my wife and I will have our house. We'll own a couple of the other houses in there as well. But looking to and a few more plug out of this job. This lot down here is where we plan on building our home. But we want the flexibility to have our house rented out. Other people have homes in here, rent them out if when they're not staying in them to get a profit. One of the recommendations that we had was that this right away here be 50 feet. I do not own this property here. So I'm planning on, we will give away this right away on our property, 15 feet of it, to make that 50 foot turn. This right now is planned to come back to Hillcrest. I don't know if you all have been up there recently, but this has all been cleared. There's an RV park coming in, both an RV storage and RV sites with some smaller homes. So this road is not connected yet, but something that we will extend on down to connect back into this main road. Right now it's not really a road, it's an overgrown wooded area.
Any questions about the project that I might be able to answer?
You talked to MoDOT requested widening on Amherst where you come in there.
Correct.
It is a bad entry there.
Correct.
But you have no intention of using Amherst Road?
We will not, no.
Mm-hmm.
No.
And Hillcrest Road is in pretty bad shape.
It is. And we would give our section of the property on Hillcrest the 15 feet, but that first lot inside is not ours. I've talked about working with this individual to see if they would be willing to give up any space as well. But right now we have
this lot that would need to be accessed from Hillcrest, I could get a road here off of this main entrance for this property. This one I would need to access Hillcrest, and these two down here need to access Hillcrest. But I agree, Hillcrest as a road, it's almost one lane. It's very small.
What was the name of the road that you were talking that he recommended closing?
It's not
necessarily a road. It's just an entrance.
Is it platted?
Yeah, it looks like it's a publicly platted area.
There's you can see the old right-of-way right here. See my cursor? So he'd vacate that public road. And
so you'd be willing to come forth and actually vacate that road?
Correct.
I'm sorry, you said you'd widen Amherst, the entrance onto 76, but you wouldn't actually use Amherst. You'd use the existing right-of-way there.
We would use the entrance,
right.
But we would come up this road with the properties here.
But is the recommendation by MoDOT was to widen Amherst?
Correct.
So that's a recommendation. Do you tend to follow the recommendations?
Yes. Well, we have to work with. So first off, that entrance needs to be updated. I wouldn't be able to get. I don't feel comfortable being able to come onto this road because there's a. If you look at it from the road or even up there, there's a pretty big hump to get up to this road. So all that needs to be flattened out, and the quality of properties that we want here, we don't want an entrance that's going to be falling apart. So yes, we will follow the recommendation. We have to. We're going to be working with MoDOT when we expand it.
So you intend to widen the road and improve that entrance?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So they'll be coming in, be using that entrance to come in, and they'll go into what road then to come on down and access the property?
Sure. This is, it's kind of an overgrown road. You can get a truck down there, but this would be the road, the 50-foot right-of-way road.
It's the one that's platted. It's just not there. Can you pull it up on Beacon? Scott, that way you can see it. You can see it better on Beacon right there.
Oops, came in.
Can you see it?
Okay. But it's not being used at all now. It's just platted.
Is that a? I guess that's an existing structure right there.
It is. It needs to be torn down.
Okay, that's already. That's part of the purchase.
That's part of what?
That was part of what they purchased.
Okay.
I don't have any other questions.
I don't. Is there anyone in favor or want to come up and speak on behalf?
Thank you.
Thank you.
He said in favor.
Yeah.
Good morning, Ms. Wyatt, Mr. Schofield, Mr. Williams. Thanks for being of service to our community. Just a couple quick things. First off, I've lived up there for 19 years, and there's been various attempts and starts and stops to do something with that area. None of it's successful. And right or wrong, it's an interesting area, and I think it's a great opportunity for someone. As a matter of fact, my brother and I were going to buy that property the same day he bought it. I wasn't going to do what he's going to do with it. So once he bought that and I heard what he was going to do with it, which is nightly rentals, I panicked. I want to comment about my major issue that I would like the county to be aware of. And it's just may I go up to,
yeah.
I just want to show.
There's
only four of us that live there any longer. It's a blighted area for all intents and purposes. You can see all the